Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another...
Lechica,
where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your guys' question, and let's catch up with you guys and our Leche fans with being there, done that. Today, we're just going to skip right to Gatas a question. But if it's your first time listening, hello. Hello.
Hello, everybody. What's up? We actually have the regular mix every Monday. We release that where we talk about a bunch of trending stuff that happened online in and around our area and or country or the world. So basically everything. Why did I have to? It's like, you know how when you get an assignment and it says there, in 500 words, blah, 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 talk about this. So you have to make up sentences to make your paragraph longer, okay?
Not like every paper.
Yung I know.
6-page requirement to tell us why.
You know what? When it comes to, when it comes to schoolwork, it's all like, for me, it's fine if it's like a reaction paper or a term paper or whatever, but I hate book reports because, you know, whenever, because for me in my head, whenever I, when I read a book, I want to enjoy the book, you know, I wanna make it an experience and not just an assignment. So I never really got like a high paper on a book report because I would take super long to read a book, like literally months, and they don't give you months in school.
You ever use Spark Notes? You know that?
Ooh, no. Is that a hack?
No, it's not a hack. I just remember using it
in
high
school.
Para siyang ano eh, para siyang Wikipedia before Wikipedia. So a lot of books were listed on there. And then they would break down yung mga chapters, tapos yung mga themes, analysis. I don't know if anyone listening.
So it's like, you wouldn't need to read the book?
No.
So it is a cheat.
No,
it's a tool. It's a tool.
It's a tool. There we go. Anyway, let's do some guys' questions. Actually, perfect. We have our first question, this one from Angeli, who says, what books have you read lately?
Lately? Well, for me, because I bought the book of Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark, which is the hosts of My Favorite Murder, and they actually have a book. It's called Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered. Right. That is also their tagline for the podcast, and they have like a self-help book / autobiography, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I've been trying to finish Smaller and Smaller Circles by F.H. Batakan, which is like a really, really nice thriller / crime story. But I don't know. Like I told you, it takes me months to finish a book. But I do try to finish all the books that I have. The one that I didn't finish that just keeps staring at me in my book stand is, oh gosh, what is that book? It's right there. let me remember it. See, I don't even remember the title, but I know a lot of people already finished that book and say that it's like the best book that they read. But I didn't get to finish that one. But yeah.
Is it
one of my favorites? No, eh. Wait lang, nasa taas. Is it Haunted? Wait lang, ah. Who wrote Fight Club again?
Fight Club. Let me look it up.
Wait lang.
Fight Club author is
Chuck Palahniuk. Palahniuk. Anyway, okay. So he has a book called I forgot. Wait,
look it up. A Survivor, Choke
Books,
Lullaby.
No.
Invisible Monsters. They're
damned. Damned. I have it upstairs beside me every night so that I can convince myself every night to try to read maybe just one page. But, okay. You know, I always reach for my phone. But I do have it. And maybe one day, one of these days, I will get to finish the book. Okay. But it's pretty interesting, actually. It's about, parang yung premise is the seven circles of hell. Tama ba?
Right.
Inferno.
Ah, okay. Dante's Inferno.
Parang ganun. Okay. Yeah, and something. Besides, it's about hell. It's about hell. Yeah,
I'm reading just like the plot, and the first part is the novel opens with 13-year-old.
Yes.
Maddie Spencer waking up in hell, unsure of the details surrounding her death.
Yeah, and there are a lot of graphic, stories in the book. But basically, from what I remember, because I'm already in the middle of the book, but from what I remember, the feeling that I got is like, it's like a high school lunchroom, but in hell.
Nga, breakfast club daw yung ano eh.
Yeah, it's like something like that. So, alam mo yun, parang may factions and stuff like that. But there are a lot of scary thoughts in there. And I know it's like a very enjoyable book. But like I told you, I reach for a book and I try to read a book because of what I feel about it. You know, remember I told you a story about how I got to read Room? Book that is also now a movie. I just picked it off the shelf because it just called out to me. You know, it was shouting my name. I didn't even know the backstory, and then I ended up loving it. So that's how I choose the books that I read. It's based on my emotions. I know it's stupid. It doesn't make sense, but that's how it goes in my head.
Have you ever seen those blind dates with a book? Is that something?
Oh, yeah, the one that's covered, like you don't know what it is. Yeah, I've seen that.
There's like a short description on the front.
Yes.
That's a risky.
I know, especially if it's like a really expensive book. Oh, remember, like Emma Watson does that all around her city where she lives.
She leaves books, right?
Diba? That's like really cool. It's also really cool that Emma Watson just leaves books around.
Very true. Actually, I kind of want to read that book now, The Damned. That sounds
it's really nice. I can let you borrow it. You can read it. I mean, I'm just staring at it.
It's kind of like it's not. It's like the opposite of that. Was that the seven people you meet in heaven ish?
I guess. Yeah.
The first part that I read of the damn plot. You ever read that one?
No, but Mitch I remember Album. in high school, Mitch Albom was like a really big author, and a lot of my batchmates would always ask me, "Oh, you haven't read this? It's like the equivalent of Netflix back then." And people asking me, "Oh, you haven't watched this? Oh no, you haven't watched blah, blah, blah." Yeah, that was the thing. That was a thing before. I remember in high school, and we were all girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever somebody would rave about something, you know, another classmate would like need to get into it so that they would be in the conversation. And I would always go against the grain because I don't like people telling me what to do.
what were the other books that were popular in high school? If from your memory, authors or books?
My gosh.
Twilight,
and there's another one. Oh gosh, I forgot. I'm not really a big reader. I'm more of an experienced person. An action. I was a student athlete. Robin Padilla pala. Oh, but you know what? I had a high school batchmate / friend who's actually like in the same family as Robin Padilla, and she would actually have like the same mannerisms and sometimes would talk the same sometimes. But yes, I think tito niya si Robin Padilla or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
It's pretty neat. Nice. What's my answer? It's been a while. I remember trying to, I'm the same as you, where it's so hard to focus on one thing. Like to sit down and read, like turn your mind off and not do anything else. It's so hard.
Like it's the most despicable thing, right?
Dude,
like
it's so hard.
Say,
man.
No, say it's like read. What the fuck is reading?
You want me to comprehend these words?
What the hell?
I guess I don't know.
You know
I
think what?
Because
what, yeah. What?
Because when I read articles online, mm-hmm. I get pissed off when, let's say, I'm looking for an answer and they have to go into depth about like why, and then they tell you the answer. I want it to just give me the information. So it's kind of hard for me to like, all, you know, when you write a novel, right? A good author, they're known for making things very vivid and descriptive and whatever, which is good, right? But sometimes I'm just like, come on, man, what's going on? You're telling me all this stuff in words and then I have to figure it out. Tagale. That's why I like more of the practical books. I think I've said that before. I like yung mga self-help books because then...
Yeah, like self-help, usually, yeah.
You can usually, you know, they list it out in a format. They'll maybe give you a few examples and you don't have to like read it in one go. You know, there's no cliffhanger or whatever. You just, if you want to stop, you put it down and then you come back to it later. The last one I read was Atomic Habits, I think, by James something. Clear, I think. James Clear, I think. Is
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this new thing that you're reading.
Yeah, that was
before. Yeah, you're trying to adapt it in your life.
I was trying to, man. E-book or even just a regular book, it's fucking hard, dude. It's hard. I tried to do it. Like, I wanted to read a book a week before. So that's 52 books in a year. And then they always say like Warren Buffett reads like a book a day or some shit like that. Like the really rich people, they read all the time. So I guess that's why we're not rich.
Look, it's a work in progress. Okay.
It is. Okay. So that's the last one I read. Okay. Moo. This one from Tommy Nogueres asks us, do you smoke or vape? I guess I'm getting talking about cigarettes or vape nation.
TBH, I used to smoke, especially in college. I was a heavy smoker. Maybe it's the crowd. I do not recommend it. A, because of the smell. Number two, because it will ruin your life, your lungs.
Literally.
Yeah, I believe smoking of any sort, especially hard drugs, is not cool at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, yes, I do vape from time to time. I actually, it's actually lessened now, and I'm very happy about it because before I used to spend like 1,000 pesos a week just for the pods. Yeah. And, because I mean, like, it was fun and it doesn't smell. You can do it anywhere, even in your house. But then I realized that, like I said, smoking of any sort is just not cute. It will fuck you up. And, so I tried to lessen it maybe a couple months ago or maybe the start of 2021. And I feel like it's lessened now.
Okay.
So I'm starting. I'm just waiting for the day that it's just not in my life anymore.
When did you start smoking cigarettes, though?
I started smoking cigarettes.
High school,
maybe the second half of my first year in college, and I stopped. Maybe when was that? Maybe my fifth year in college, or a year. Or maybe, a year before I graduated, I think. Because I remember, or maybe like just a few months before I graduated. Because I remember I used to smoke a lot when I was writing my thesis. You know, it's a very stressful time. And for me, I know it's not, I don't advise it at all, you guys. Because first of all, it'll take time out of you writing your thesis. Because you need to go out, right?
Yeah.
And you can't be writing your thesis. So anyway... it was also a distraction, but also in my head, it was a relief of some sort. I mean, I'm not, you know, shaming anybody who smokes. It's fine if that's your decision. But if you do decide to quit or maybe lessen your smoking, then that's great. Pat on the back for you. Mm-hmm. You get a gold star. Did you smoke?
Yeah, I still smoke.
Oh, right.
I smoke cigarettes, but I don't smoke every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, I don't know if the term social smoker is like a thing still or whatever.
I think so.
But especially now when there's no social, right? There's no going out. But pre-pandemic, when I would go out, let's say to, you know, Poblacion or something, BGC, pare, you know, I would smoke a cigarette when drinking alcohol. And then I switched to vaping, which I still do right now. I still vape right now. But I still have a pack of cigarettes. So I have a pack of cigarettes here, but I bought this maybe 3 weeks ago. I haven't finished it. And that's 20 sticks. Right. So the math on that, you do the math. I still have like 10 sticks left.
But ultimately, we would recommend that you don't.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not we're not promoting it. I'm just.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're trying to actually take it out of our lives. I am.
Yeah.
I am. True.
It is difficult.
It's difficult, but yeah, if you are, you know, a minor and you're thinking about, you know, because it's like it looks cool or whatever, in the long run, it's not. Number two, you know, it's also expensive. It's an expensive habit. So instead of, you know, at one point when I stopped smoking altogether, at one point I told myself, this is great because, you know, I have more money for food, for nice
more
clothes.
Air in your lungs.
I know, more air in your lungs. And I get to buy, you know, stuff that I actually like. And it's not a burden.
I got caught but of course, in the nicotine trap because, you know, when I was in, because I would smoke cigarettes, like, yeah, socially on and off since I was 18, but I never really was buying packs of cigarettes before, like only maybe if I went out. And then I got into vaping. And to be honest, I think the vaping is what made me addicted to nicotine, which is weird, right? Because. Yeah. Because I never really was super into cigarettes, but then when I got into vaping, tas nasira yata yung vape ko. Or the lockdown happened. Tas wala nagbebenta ng pods and juice, right? So I remember meron kaming na chat sa me and two other friends, diba? We're like, dude, do you know where I can buy pods? Parang kami mga addict.
I know. I need help, bro. Yeah, it's then, hard.
So then after that, I bought cigarettes to fulfill that nicotine craving. So in a way, I know vaping, and you know, I think vaping is a healthier alternative to smoking, but it's still not the best thing to do. If you're going to start vaping just because you want to start vaping and you say you won't get the cigarettes, I just want to warn people about that because I think it's like a gateway to smoking, I think, in a way, even though it's supposed to kind of, if you're a smoker, it helps you quit smoking. But if you're not a smoker and you start vaping, I feel like it might make you start smoking.
It could be like a gateway.
Yeah. Real talk, man.
To be honest, actually, I was just thinking about, you know, vices the other day. And you know how I like to have my, you know, a casual drink from time to time. Mm. Although we do joke around, like, in our radio show on the radio that like I'm an alcoholic or whatever, or I drink like a lot every day, which is totally not true. I would like to say on the record, that is not true. That is only a joke. That's only a bit because, you know, actually sometimes even dropping the word alcoholic, I think it's not a good joke. Okay. I never actually said out loud in like with my own words that, oh, you know, I'm an alcoholic as a joke, because I think, you know, it's dangerous and people actually are alcoholics and it ruins lives. You know, it'll, you know, ruin your body. And I've seen it firsthand with a family member and thankfully they got out of that hole. But yeah, I mean, like, I would just like to go on the record that is not true. And I was just thinking about it the other day after I worked out. I'm actually happy that I do have that habit sometimes when I drink, and because I want to, not because I have to. And I was actually just thinking myself. I was talking to myself. You know what, Rika, pat on the back for you, because, you know, you enjoy these things because you, I mean, you do these things because you enjoy, having like a casual drink. And parang, alam mo yung parang kinoment ko yung sarili ko that I actually created that habit that I would only do it when I am happy, when I feel like I am enjoying it. Because I know a lot of people actually reach for the bottle because they want to numb themselves or you know, they want to forget about something. And I actually avoided that turn because at one point I was thinking like whenever I would, you know, have a problem, minsan napapaisip nga ako, it's like an out of body experience. Are you gonna drink tonight? You know, like let's say before having an argument with my ex, are you gonna drink tonight? Are you gonna drown yourself in alcohol? And I would always say no because I would like to keep enjoying alcohol, not making it a bad habit. Do you get what I mean? So para alam mo yung na pat on the back ako the other day na I only, you know, drink alcohol when I am happy, when I want to feel happy. And then I do other stuff when I feel down. Because, diba, before I told you, I was listening to this one podcast that says it's actually, you have to realize that you have to create habits when you're feeling down and problematic and or depressed or just down in general. And it has to be different with when you're feeling happy, because sometimes people do the same things when they're down and when they're super happy. And it has, you have to have like different habits. Like let's say you exercise when you're feeling down, when you're feeling horrible, and then you eat when you feel happy. So you need to have that certain line. And I think that's good advice. When I heard that, I think that's good advice.
Is good advice. I never thought about that. I feel like I do the same things.
Because sometimes it becomes a habit and we don't realize it. Kasi diba, we just want to get out of the rut. Right. When we do these things, but I think it's nice to have that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, drinking has never really been when I was young, you know, I was young, 18 when I was visiting here, and then when I was in the States, 21. So when I was 21, I was, you know, every week we'd go because it was fun. But it's kind of lost its luster over the last, I don't know, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy drinking. Like,
you know what we don't enjoy? It's really the next day, because while you're drinking, obviously you're feeling hot, you're feeling cool. Yeah. And then the next day you're feeling like crap. True. Like you're the dust on the floor under your bed.
But I do enjoy, like you do, like the gin, like an occasional glass of gin or something. But like, I don't really find enjoyment in drinking. So at least that's something I don't have to super worry about. Mm-hmm. But I like drinking when I'm happy. I've only probably drunk myself to sleep when I was.
Oh, I have never done that.
Twice in my whole life. Mm-hmm. Twice where I got drunk because I was like heartbroken.
I mean, I get it. We all get it.
Yeah. But other than that, no. But it doesn't help, huh, when you do that? Because it, you know, it helps in the night, and then the next day it's just, like times two the pain. You have a heartbreak and you have a hangover. That shit sucks.
I know. See, because like if you think about it, if you think about it, like, let's say you were heartbroken and then you tried to, let's say, go for a run, you would only be heartbroken, and then you also and then at the same time endorphins, you would feel great, right? Because you worked out at least. So there.
All right. Moo. This one from Samson saying, since you talked about Harry Potter lately, have you ever mentioned your favorite Harry Potter character? I don't think we have. We've talked about the houses. Like, we've talked about what house we would be in. But do you have a favorite character?
I think the closest in my, the closest character to my personality would be Luna Lovegood. You know, it's like, she has like these weird thoughts and she likes to be alone. But also when you talk to her, it's like an experience. So I would like to think that I am the, Yung parang hindi kayo magkakatugma at first, but you'll get it. You'll get it.
You know, I looked her up. I forgot when, like the actress, because I was curious. Mm-hmm. I wonder what project she did after Harry Potter. I remember looking at her up, and I found out, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she has a podcast about being a vegan.
Oh, really?
something.
What?
Strange like that. Like, not strange, but like something that's not typical of a podcast. It's about veganism or something like that. You can look it up. I forgot her name. Yeah, just search her online. She has I forgot her name on Instagram. But you think she's like, let's say she never worked another acting gig, you think she was set for life with that role? Probably, right?
Probably. I mean, because she was in a number of, I think from what, book five?
Three?
I mean,
three,
movie three?
Three, because she could see the
horses.
Thestrals, yeah. I think that's what they're called. But then she didn't have that many bigger, like, that was her biggest part. And I think in six and or seven.
No, with her dad, the seventh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite? Fuck, man. That's rough. I really like the twins. The twins were probably my favorite in the books. I think they were well done. Actually, they were well done in the movies. Actually, there's this whole thread about how the twins were like the most supportive characters in the whole movie, like in terms of supporting Harry Potter. Like, they were the ones that were always there for him.
There's like a thread. Harry Potter was on their shoulders.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, like they would protect him, like whether it was in Quidditch or when he was getting bullied, and like when they gave, like I forgot. That's why Harry Potter
they
was so generous, giving them money for their wizard shop.
Yeah, that's why. They're basically like the comic relief, right?
Yeah,
I mean, not literally, but pretty much they were the comic relief.
But in the movies, I was a big Ron Weasley guy because he got with Emma Watson.
Oh well,
but I always kind of got that sidekick feeling. I kind of understood where he was coming from. I never really, I don't know, because in high school I feel like there are a lot of really I had a lot of like really cool friends, and I was like, damn, I wish I could be like some of these guys. And I kind of felt that with Ron Weasley in the movies.
Oh, speaking of Harry Potter, I remember seeing a report. The woman that played the mom of
Ron
who's
Weasley,
the villain. No, who's the villain?
Malfoy.
Malfoy, the mom actually the died. Actress. Like the actress.
Oh no!
Yeah, she died. I know.
Oh, that sucks, man. Whack. Oh, whack.
Let me get her. Helen
name?
McCrory. Helen McCrory. There we go.
McCrory.
She died 2 days ago at the age of 52. So rest in peace.
Damn,
rest in power.
Young, huh?
I know.
Rest in peace. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Gino is asking, what are your thoughts on golf?
I really have no thoughts about golf. I don't think about golf. I have no interest in golf.
Yeah, I cannot understand the people who watch. I mean, if you watch golf, yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm. But I cannot. I tried to, like, I would watch. In the States, we would have cable, diba? And then I don't know why sometimes we'd get, like, all these, you know, it comes in packages, diba? So we had, like, the Golf Network or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I put it on one day. I was like, all right, I'm going to try to watch a golf match or whatever you call it. Dude, I was like, what the fuck, bro? You're just waiting.
It's literally a waiting game.
Waiting, man. Oh my God, it's so boring. Same with, actually, and I don't know if this is probably unpopular opinion, but baseball, man.
Mm.
Baseball is so boring. Like, when I went to go watch, I've only watched one baseball game live. This was when I was in San Diego, the San Diego Padres. I forgot who they played. And it's such a long game. And like, and especially if you're not watching on TV, you can't see shit. Like, you don't know what's, because, you know, it's so far. It's so boring, man.
How come in movies it seems like it's
it
the
looks
most
so
interesting
cool,
game
man.
In the world? But did you watch, was it Moneyball?
Moneyball is a good movie.
It was. I mean, like, it's a game of, it's a movie about baseball, right?
Yeah, isn't yeah. Yeah, it's like it's a
yeah, the Brad statistic.
Pitt. Yeah, and then he hires Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm. I actually like that movie. I rewatched that. It's a good movie.
Chris Pratt's in it too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Baby Chris Pratt. I remember.
Actually, in terms of sports movies, baseball movies are probably the highly rated movies. You know, Field of Dreams. What's that one? Bill Durham. Have you ever watched any of the other baseball
movies? No. Actually, no.
Field of Dreams?
No. I'm sorry to tell you.
Kevin Costner. It's like he builds a baseball in this field, this baseball.
Mm-hmm. That's the only place you can make a baseball if you have a field. You can't have a baseball room.
And there's like a really good baseball comedy, the first two movies were pretty funny. A Major League with Charlie Sheen. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, Major League. Yeah, baseball movies surprisingly do very well. I don't know why. Basketball. Oh, did you see the Space Jam 2 trailer, buddy?
No.
Oh, that shit looks sick, man.
Baseball. A new one?
Or Space Jam. Yeah, Space Jam, LeBron James.
What?
Yeah, man. You got to watch the trailer. It looks really cool.
How much did they pay him for that?
I don't know, man.
Must be a lot, man.
If I was LeBron, I feel like I would negotiate. Maybe let's say your salary isn't super, because he's almost a billionaire, I think, right? So he doesn't need the money. What I think he wants to make an empire. So I would negotiate like yung mga merch rights, because it's gonna sell so much merch, right? Like toys and games and whatever. That's probably what I would do if I was LeBron. Just give me like
a percentage. Isn't there a LeBron? What do you call that? Is there already a LeBron? What do you call that? I can't find the word. Like, alam mo yung Jordan, parang Jordan, pero yeah. LeBron.
The shoes. Signature line of shoes? Yeah. The LeBron.
Yes. And not just like his own.
Like a brand.
I can't find the word.
Brand. A brand. Yeah. No, he does not. He's still with Nike. I mean, like, Jordan is kind of like Nike. I don't know the relationship of Jordan and Nike, but like, I know Jordan's like a standalone brand. He doesn't have a LeBron like brand. It's Nike LeBron's. Nike creates LeBron shit. As far as I know.
I wonder, though, if he does want to make his own brand, can he? Because, I mean, essentially, Nike made the brand, right? I wonder if he can, like, take it and just standalone brand.
For sure.
Or did that happen with Jordan's?
He was originally with Nike. He was with another brand before Nike, I think. Puma or something
and
like that.
And it's Jordan's?
No. It was just, this was before he was, like, super, 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 super famous. Like, he was already famous when he was a rookie, but like this was before the height of like Jordan mania. If you watch do you ever finish it? Yung ano? What's that Jordan documentary? I forgot what it's called.
No.
It came out last year.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, it he created like the Jordan brand came like later on, but originally Nike muna. It was just Nike Air Jordans. And then now it's just Jordans. Galing eh.
Jordan, right?
Yeah.
I know.
But the LeBron, admittedly, as someone who was into basketball like shoes before, I remember when the LeBrons first came out. They're not they're clunky. They're big. Like
they're not cute.
It's not necessarily a cute thing. It's just they're really heavy, para siyang boots.
Right. It's like literally shoes. For basketball.
Yeah.
For sports.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not stylish. Well, it's not. It doesn't look stylish, really, for me. Mm-hmm. The OG, like the first few lines of LeBron shoes, and they're big. Like they look like work boots. Because LeBron, the way he plays, he's like a monster. You know, he's a beast.
Yeah, I know. Jordan, that Jordans are really big in the streetwear world, right? Or streetwear.
Yeah.
But I actually don't own one because I feel like if I do wear. People would judge me and say, do you even watch basketball or do you even play basketball? I mean, like, I see it in a lot of outfits, OOTDs. that, you know, girls would wear their Jordans with like Jordans. Bikinis and shit like that. And I think it's really cute. But I don't know. Like for me, I'm hesitating because I don't want to be questioned, you know, in a parang, oh, parang poser or you're just trying to be cool or whatever.
Do you have a specific Jordan number, like the shoe that you like or no?
Yes, I have been.
The Jordan ones? How about threes? The threes are my favorite.
Oh, no, sorry. Maybe not.
Yeah, I used to own a pair of threes, and then I sold it. But Jordan threes for me are the best, like in terms of look.
Oh,
the
really?
Jordan threes are the best ones for me. Like the Jordan threes, hands down. Go, whoever's listening, go on Google, type in Air Jordan 3, and just look at how beautiful though that design is. It's so nice.
I saw it. It's nice. But I think for me, I like the Jordan 1.
Jordan 1, the OG ones, the high top ones?
Yeah, the OG. Yeah, the OG ones. Nice. I see that in a lot of like outfits.
Those
you know,
great.
Fits on Instagram. So
mm-hmm.
I think this would go with a lot of my clothes. Mm-hmm. But it's just that, I don't know. I always think whenever I want to buy a Jordan, yeah. I feel like I would get questioned. Do you even know about the player? Do you even watch it or whatever?
I feel like people won't do that anymore. Maybe before, right? Maybe before. But I think Jordan shoes have become, it's kind of like buying any shoe now, like buying some Adidas or some, yeah. It's just, it doesn't matter anymore.
Hopefully, because I'm planning on buying one.
Do it, man. Do it. Moo, that's it for the God is a Question. Reminder for anyone who's listening to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, because we do ask you guys on there. These were actually leftover God is a Question from, I think, 2 weeks ago, which we never got the answer. So I'm glad that we were able to finish those. Let's do Been There, Done That, which we post on our Facebook group. Yep.
Okay. So I asked earlier for Been There, Done That. And first one from Paul. Paul, who emailed us. I remember. That was just last week, right? He says, if you still remember the episode last week when I asked for a word or a certain topic for a song, well, I'm already done with the lyrics and music. That's cool. Wow, okay. You have a talent, man. And then he says, I just need to polish and I'll send it through mail. Anyway, I would like to promote my upcoming song this Saturday on Spotify and other platforms, hoping for also for all of your support. Lecce fam, here's the link. And he posted it on the Been There, Done That posts. Okay.
Nice.
So congratulations, Paul, on your new song. That is cool. You know, I've always wanted to write songs, like not even perform them or not even like be the singer for the song. I just want to write music. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
Or write for a song.
How do you put your, Paul, can you let us know, how do you put your music on Spotify? Like, do you have to have a label? Could Rika and I put our own song on there?
I think so.
I wonder how you can upload. I guess because we can upload a podcast, right? So how do you upload music onto Spotify?
Same. Like, oh, speaking of songs, speaking of random songs on Spotify, I came across this one TikTok where they were listening to this random song called Feet Pick. And it's actually a nice song. Listen to it right now. It's about posting feet pics and selling it for money. Yeah, but it's a bop, man. Like, it's an actual, I would listen to it. I literally listened to that song like maybe 5 times that day when I found out about it. It's really nice, dude.
I really want to explore that avenue of income. Yung mga body parts for money.
Oh yeah.
Industry. Not private parts.
Like no face. Just like
no face.
Hands or just your
for real.
Feet. I would be down.
Wait, you've never been a message?
I've been asked.
I told you.
I've been for asked feet, for right? Feet and underarms. Like
underarms. I know.
Girls
underarms.
Not
that's like
just,
a big market.
And not just like the whole like the face part of your underarm, like sometimes it would be as specific as your arms need to be folded and the kilikili shot that your arm is folded. Do you get what I mean? Because there's a kilikili shot where your arm is up and you can literally see the kilikili. This one, it's like they want to see the fold.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
I get what you mean, man. And you know what? I kind of get it. Like, I feel like that would be something like, yeah, I want to see.
And sometimes, actually, I've heard a guy say that they like it when they see the, you know, that like that muscle from the kilikili to the boob part.
To the boob part.
Okay, imagine a girl with like, you know, huge breasts.
Okay.
And then sometimes whenever they would put their hands up, you could see like a like a muscle that's like sticking out. I don't know what it's called.
That's the one when you do the exercise where you pull the thing to both your arms to the back, right? I think.
Yeah, I think so. But
it looks like wings, right? It's like your wings. Okay, I get you. I forgot the name.
No, not the delts. No.
Delts.
In front, like your chest. Like a chest muscle from the boob to the kilikili. And I know like there are some guys who are into that.
Okay.
I can't describe it. I can't describe it. So anyway, but that's how I can.
How much would you minimum for you to even consider it?
Kilikili, I think would
anonymous. No face.
I want it. I feel like people would pay like 20,000 pesos.
Really?
$20 to $50. I would say.
For a set, like a pictorial. No?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and then, like, I could give you, like, after workout or something. Hello, you need some variety, man. You need some variety.
This is so weird. Photos na pwede yung, your toes
are open. What would you give?
You know, TBH, dude. And if anyone says shit, for a foot photo, like just one or maybe like three photos, one with
like
my feet,
15.
My toes closed. I do it for like 2K, bro.
Wag mo sabihin na, dude, that's your body. And I know some people would pay a lot more.
It's my foot. I know. No, but it's exponential. I feel like I would get the bottom feeders, the ones that maybe they want to buy pictures of feet, but it's too expensive from other people. But I would be the bottom feeder guy where I would send hundreds of feet photos.
I would send 100 foot
photos to 100 people. Oh, 2K, do the math. 200,000. I don't know. 2,000 times 100. What is that? 200,000. Tama. Diba?
Puede, but I know. I would ask for a lot more. Siguro sa akin minimum 10K for like a set.
Fair enough. Well,
pero
there we go.
More than that,
you know our rates now.
So, No face.
And it's not like
when they release the photos, it's going to be sleazy. I mean,
and we will deny it to the bone if you link it back to us. I don't care what you can present this podcast. I've never sent foot photos in my life.
Actually, ako din, never. Because I mean, I've been asked, so I've never actually. And no, because before I didn't know what to say. Like, do people do that? I mean, but I kind of just like, but I did, you know what? I did get featured in one of those Instagram
Pinay kilikili
or something.
Nah. Armpit junkie. Alam mo yun?
Oh my God.
Meron armpit junkie search mo.
What do you know? How do you know, man? No, I'm asking you now.
The story behind that is that I had a. I'm not going to name drop, but I had a former coworker who showed it to me, and we would always joke about it.
Is it because they liked it?
No, I forgot. It was just, I think.
No, in your own, you know, in your head. Because, they wouldn't outwardly say it.
I don't think so. I think it was just, it's just one of those, like, because in those kind of Instagrams, there usually are very attractive females. And that, for sure, we both like very attractive females. So I guess.
The females.
Like, you just, di ba sa Instagram discover page? Makikita mo lang. So feel ko na nahanap nga lang, like just searching through the discovery page. So bigla, what is armpit junkie? So bigla search mo, puro kilikili. What the fuck? It's a name that will stick with you forever. Dude, I don't even know if that account's still up because I haven't looked at that page for a few years now. But it's like, it's so memorable. Armpit
Do you swear? Do you swear? Junkie, when I take your phone and I type AR, that would not come up.
I just searched it right now. 73,000 followers. 73,500 followers. It's crazy, man.
You know, those kinds of accounts, they're putting us out of business. Because instead paying, why not just go through these
accounts? Meron kayong foot junkie. Foot
check
junkie.
Check it out.
I'm going to look it up. Feel ko wala. Foot.
Feet I'm painting my nail so I can't check.
Feet pics.
You know what? Let me play you.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
There's an account what? Here. Pero last post was March of last year. It's I buy feet pics. Now it's nakasulat. It has 9,000 followers. I buy feet photo. DM me a sample and I give you dollars.
What?
I don't know. I'll message it to you right now.
This is last was March, weird term.
Just type it. I type in feet pics on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
The top three profiles are I buy feet pics, random feets, which is I buy feet pics, and yung mga headlines nila I buy feet pics.
Damn.
Fuck.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, this is taking a weird turn, but yes, please listen to the song Feet Pics because it's such a bop. It's a nice song, dude. I swear.
Okay.
Okay. Next, from Alan Eroles or Alan. Okay. Last week, I celebrated yet another quarantine birthday. Yay, happy birthday. Just a simple but meaningful celebration with a family. They pranked me with an infamous money cake, but it consists of play money. Only 2 to 3 pieces of real money out of like 20 pieces. Oh, man. Para like minimum 3,000, right?
True.
Tang says, I assisted my boyfriend to do a home service tule in our... Wait lang.
I assume we didn't read these before we. So this is your first time hearing this, no? I didn't read this. It's super fun.
I miss working in the hospital.
Why? It's a normal thing. Home service.
I know. By the way, I'm a nurse by profession. He's a doctor, but. Bakit siya yung may Okay na. Sabi nga, I love you, Rica and JC. I super love listening to the Halo Halo Show when I'm biking or doing menial errands at home. Hope you two are keeping safe and healthy.
Bakit taong to?
Hindi ko alam. I think it's because, you know, just reading out the word tule is like, it's new, okay? It's not like you see it all the time online. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. But I mean, like, I get it. Yeah.
Actually, Tang, maybe you could let us know
how we can help. I was thinking of it, like, if we can announce, you know, like their schedule, ganon. Right. Not like pero na, actual.
Ano yung mga tools needed for tule, kaya no? Like, scissors.
You don't remember?
I was a baby.
Baby? So, I thought they do it like, in middle school or something.
I think for some people, they do it after
because
birth.
I know, like at
when
birth.
They're, you know, 11, 12 years old, mga ganun, 13.
Because I know when you do it at birth, some people like grow it back or something, or it doesn't
I guess
stay
so.
The
yeah.
same.
Actually, I'm not really sure why when it's done for most people.
Yeah.
It's an interesting.
And it is. Full disclosure, my dad does a lot of tule because he's, you know, a general surgeon. Yeah. So it's like nothing new to me. We talk about it all the time at home. Anyway, I think it's really just reading out loud the word tule. Wala lang, natawa lang ako.
Yeah,
anyway, actually, before I remember... I remember in college, a lot of fraternities would actually have that as their community service. Yung parang they would organize, they would hire doctors or get doctors for their operation tule. Parang ganun.
Right.
And then that would be their community service, I remember. So anyway, that's really nice. That's really nice, Tang. And
right.
Thanks for listening to us.
The next one is from Jan, who says, for the first time in a long time, nakapag-coffee shop na din ako. As in, I got to sit inside and do some work. I went to downtown after reading this Reddit post about saan daw mga magagandang spots to walk around dito sa New York.
I know.
And a lot of people said 10th Street. So I went there and I just walked around, had dumplings, and ended up in a coffee shop. Definitely going back because the barista is super cute and nice. If there are other Leche fans here in New York, I'm looking to meet new friends. Let's connect. Oh, yeah. And you heard it here.
Si you Jan, know what?
Bartolome on the group in New York.
You know what? That would be really nice. I mean, since we can't have a meetup yet, why not meet up with the Leche fans in your area? You know, even just like a couple of people with you. Why not talk about like random stuff, gain new friends? Because I know that in other countries you could actually go out now, and especially if you're vaccinated, that would be really nice. And let us know about it. Post about it here on the group.
Oh yeah,
you know, people nice, listening though. In Australia or I don't know, in other countries, that would be really nice.
Yeah, New York. Now that's your dream, right? Isn't that one of your dreams?
I know it is. I would love to live there one day. One day.
Okay. We have one from Broadfitz. Broadfitz said he found a new favorite snack while working from home. He bought it from Lazada. It's healthy and filling. It's the Nature Valley Chewy Fruit and Nut. Oh, I love these ones. I've had these before. The Chewy Fruit and Nut. Oh, by the way, Broadfitz of the 80% podcast, he had we were talking about it like I think yesterday. We were just messaging about each other because I was talking about cryptocurrency. And his latest episode has to do with cryptocurrency. Because did you hear about it, Rika G? Like crypto, like it's crazy right now. What? Like Dogecoin. I don't mean Dogecoin. Do you know the Doge?
Does it have anything to do with Doja Cat?
No. But I mean Dogecoin na meme. Yung parang Shiba Inu na face.
No.
I think you would know the meme if you saw it. It's a Shiba Inu na face. Okay. Anyway, there was a cryptocurrency called Dogecoin, and it like took off, man. Like the value went up. So really interesting.
So is it like Bitcoin? It's like another Bitcoin version.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, right? So there's many. There's several cryptocurrencies now that are around, and Dogecoin is one of them.
Famous ones.
Bitcoin, talaga, is the number one. Like, that's the one. Ethereum is another one.
What would you say?
Okay. Siguro Ethereum, Dogecoin now is getting name recognition. There's something new that Chibi natin, sorry, X. He's been telling me about.
Who's yung mga Chibi?
Si Chino.
Chino? I don't know him as Chibi.
As Chibi.
Sorry.
And yung mga NFTs, I don't know if any of the Leche fans know anything about that. Yung non-fungible tokens, have you heard of that, Rika G?
Mm-hmm. No.
Basically, it's like digital content. Na when you own it, for example, there's a NFT na basketball, na NBA, officially licensed by NBA. And you open, para siyang collecting trading cards, but the trading cards are digital format. And then when you buy a pack, so bubuksan mo yung pack, and then sometimes you'll get a really rare token. And the tokens in this case are like highlights. Like highlights, like mga dunks, mga jump shots, mga ganun. So weird. And people pay thousands of dollars for like the rarest, like let's say, Steph Curry hits a three-pointer at the buzzer against blah blah blah.
Can't you just like, get that on like
on YouTube, on right?
YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, what?
Oh, but you own it,
But you own it. It's weird. It's like it's such a strange new thing that I've kind of. It's like trading cards, but online. It's a big thing.
That's
it's growing.
The first
time
really I've
fast.
Heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's growing really fast. And they're saying that cryptocurrency, you know, they're saying that it could be the currency of the future, blah, blah, blah. So I haven't really looked into it, but people have become millionaires because of it. And I mean, that's not everyone. I think that's a rarer. it's less often that that happens, but it's something that I think worth looking into just maybe in the future, you know. Just thought about it. Do we have any more?
Yeah, we have. Do we have a sound effect for this? Moo?
I forgot. No.
Kaka
is ano, leche fan mele.
Okay, anyway. From Ish, went to the Borough Cafe in Antipolo as we've made reservations for the announcement of the NCR bubble. Plus, sayang din kasi mahirap talaga makakuha ng table. Food in the place is so good and sobrang need mag-follow sa protocols for safety. Enjoyed as we celebrated our monthsary ni Joa. By the way, sobrang sarap ng carrot cake nila. And he posted a photo. Cool. And actually, yeah, I've been to the Borough Cafe and you need to reserve your slot. And they're, I think they're only open at that time. They're only open until 4 p.m. So I think it's the same. Maybe it's the same now or maybe earlier. But it really is an experience because it kind of reminds me of Los Baños, because in LB, that's how it is. Like you're just, like you're in nature, you know, you eat your meal and then in just 5 minutes away, you can actually do like a trekking. parang you can trek or whatever. Nice. But yeah, it reminded me. And there's like a waterfall beside, like you just have to go down and then you can like see the water and the rocks and shit. Yeah.
Right.
It's really cool. But it is deep into an exclusive village. So it's not by the highway, which I think is pretty cool. You know, I actually don't like it when a lot of establishments are just by the highway, because it's like, first of all, the parking is not nice. And then second of all, you could hear the street. So this one, it's really exclusive and it's a nice experience, honestly. Nice. So we're really happy for you, Ish, and happy month, Suri, to you. And last one from Literatistang Runner. Same, dahil ECQ, taong bahay, work from home, exercise, and Netflix. That's nice that, you know, you put exercise in the mix. Walking around, TBH, is fine. I think walking is the most underrated form of exercise. I know a lot of people already lost a lot of pounds, lost weight because of just walking 30 minutes a day. And you don't even need to put in a lot of effort. Yeah, so I think that it's super underrated. You don't need to like break a sweat or anything.
And you can listen to podcasts like us, while you do it. Yeah. One episode is a good workout. Yeah. I mean, a workout in a way, right? So yeah, thanks to everyone who sent in the Been There Done That. If you want to be a part of that, you know, join Facebook. I'm sure most people who listen to us must have Facebook, right? Most people. I would venture to say 95% of our listeners probably have a Facebook account, whether they're active on it or not. I'm sure they have one, right? Would you think that's safe to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think now though, what is the social media that everyone probably has? Is it still Facebook or is it Instagram?
I think it's a messenger type. It's either Messenger or Viber.
Viber,
I think. Yeah.
Or WhatsApp. No.
Yeah.
Not that none.
But,
interesting.
Also, if you guys could help us out, you know, let Spotify know that you guys are actually listening and following us. There's actually a follow button on Spotify and you can just click on it and then you're good to go. Just to let Spotify know that, hey, hello, we're listeners of the podcast. Okay. Yeah. And we follow them. And that's it, really. What else? Yeah. The merch is out. Don't forget, you guys can still get your shirts from us. Shout out to Archie, I think. Yeah, there we go.
What up,
shout out to Archie, who posted about the shirts. And I think a couple of other Lecha fans also got their shirts over the weekend.
If you want
yes, it is me that you're
group,
talking
do it.
To. Yes,
if you
please.
Want to post your photos, post it in the group so that you can show it off to the other Lecha fans who might
be like,
I
was actually wearing our shirt the other day to work.
Were you?
You know, just nice. To like, yeah, just to flaunt it.
Great. If you want to see what those look like, you can follow our social media pages. It's the Hala Hala Show everywhere except on Instagram, where it's just Hala Hala Show. And then our email is thehalahalashow@gmail.com. A new mix will be out on Monday. And anything else you want to say, Rika G? Oh, we have a cool collaboration, or we have a cool No, I'm parang ano, sponsor-ish. Yeah, sponsor. Ooh. For Halala Show, which I think is gonna be, it's gonna up the quality of
up
our
the ante.
Up the ante of our program, you know? Coming soon.
Exciting. Coming soon. So that's it, you guys. Thanks, everybody. And hope you're having a great week. Yep. And that's it.
Yeah, extra song.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.